Today we, Be'ezras Hashem, conclude the third parak and begin the fourth parak of Maseches Demai. So we're up to Demai Perak Gimel Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah is going to discuss if someone's mother-in-law is an Am Haaretz and you give her food to cook for you, and then she returns cooked food. Can you assume that it's the same food, or do you have to be choshesh that maybe she's giving you her own food and then it's Demai, and then you're going to have to be mafresh again? So says the Mishnah, Nosin l'chamoso ma'aser eshun nosin l'veshun no. You have to take maestros before you give her food, and then you have to take the maestros from whatever she gives back to you, because you have to be choshesh that she's going to switch out the food that she's giving you. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rotzi B'Takanas Bita Boshem Mechasana. Rabbi Yehuda explains that even though normally Amei Aretz would not change food that you give to them, but Dafka, a mother-in-law, is different, because a mother-in-law has two factors. First of all, she wants her daughter to be in the best possible position, so she wants to make sure that her son-in-law is happy. And second of all, she's embarrassed to give her son-in-law food that maybe would be ruined. So if the food doesn't come out well, so again, I think I skipped a line. Hanos in the chamos masru shenos in the veshu not in mena mepneisha hi chashud olachlof as a meskalkel. The concern is that she'll switch out that which gets ruined if she overcooked the food or something like that. So she'll try again, and this time she'll do it with her own food. So the Amar Rabbi Yehuda is explaining that halacha. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Bar Tanur, writes Birushalmi Mefarish to Kamaisa Nami Milsid Rabbi Yehudihi, that the first line was also Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi ka'amar mepneisha yishachud shachashud lahachuf as a meskalkel div Rabbi Yehuda she Rabbi Yehuda Amar sheroti b'takanas bita, that the Amar Rabbi Yehuda is explaining what Rabbi Yehuda just said in the first line, that why is it that she's chashud that she's going to switch out the food and replace it with better food if she messed it up, because she wants to make sure that her daughter is in the best possible position, and she wants to she has an uneasy relationship with her son-in-law, so she wants to always try to impress her son-in-law. But then Moder Rabbi Yehuda, now what goes unsaid in the Mishnah but is an assumption over here, is that not everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chachamim hold not like Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that that she's not going to switch out the food. She'll give you back the same food that you gave to her. But Moder Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. Benosin the chamos shviyas shein lechashud alachlas bita shviyas, that if what you gave her was not just regular food, but was shmita produce, and then for sure you can trust that what she's giving back to you is good stuff, and is not, you don't have to be worried that she's going to give you back shmita produce, because she's not going to give back shmita produce without letting you know that she's giving shmita produce, because she's much more nervous about not observing the laws of shmita properly. So now we move on to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Aleph tells us, even though generally you don't trust an Am Haaretz, that's the whole premise of this Masechta, is that we don't trust an Am Haaretz, and therefore we have to take maestros from the stuff that he gives us. Mishnah Aleph, and really Mishnah Beis also, is going to talk about cases where we can trust an Am Haaretz. So Alokeach Peros Misha Einu Neman Al Maestros. If a person buys Peros from an Am Haaretz, Vach Shachach La'asron, and he forgot to take maestros from it, and now it's Shabbos, and he needs to eat, but you're not allowed to separate, you're not allowed to be Mafresh maestros on Shabbos. So what do you do? V'shalo b'Shabbos. You find your Am Haaretz salesperson who sold you the produce, and you ask him, you know, did you take maestros from it? So yochel al piv. So you're allowed to trust him that he took maestros from it. What about the fact that the whole Masechta is about the fact that we don't trust Am Haaretz? So says the Bar Tanura, the emas Shabbos alav shemisyarim lavaravero l'shakar b'Shabbos yosem yibchol, that we assume that he's fearful of Shabbos, that he's afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos, to violate an aver, to tell a lie on Shabbos, which is such an interesting thing. Meaning the issue of telling a lie l'chor is the same issue during the week as it is on Shabbos, but the Am Haaretz has a fear of doing averos on Shabbos, so even though you cannot trust him during the week, on Shabbos you're allowed to trust him. But chashcha motzoi Shabbos lo yochalat she'aser. But if once it becomes motzoi Shabbos, then you're not allowed to eat from whatever's left of that food until you take maestros from it, because the Tos Yom Tov explains that we're afraid that you're gonna rely on him during during the week if you're allowed to rely on him on Motzai Shabbos as well. Lo Motzao, what if you can't find the guy that you bought the produce from? So Amar Lo Acher She'enu Neman Al Ma'isro, and someone else who also is an Ama Aretz says to you, Musar, don't worry, I know that there's Ma'isros taken from it. Ochel Al Piv, you're allowed to trust that guy as well. You're allowed to be Ochel Al Piv. Chashka Motzai Shabbos, but if it becomes dark at the end of Shabbos, meaning it's already Motzai Shabbos, Lo Yochel Ashi Aser, then you're not allowed to take Ma'isros. Then you're not allowed to eat until you take Ma'isros from it. Now, the next case, the Mishnah is going to talk about Meduma. Meduma is where you have Truma, or Truma's Ma'isros mixed with Chulin. In order to be Mevatel Truma, you need 100 times of the Chulin corresponding to the Truma. So Truma's Ma'isros Shel Demai Shechazru L'Makoma. Let's say you take Truma's Ma'isros from Demai, and then it fell back into the mixture, got mixed in with all the rest of the Chulin that you were Mafresh from. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Af b'chol sho'ol ava ochel al piv. You could ask the seller, even on a weekday, whether he took trumas from it, and if he says that he did, then you can eat the stuff based on his say-so, because the produce was, you could assume, that Meisros was taken from it, and the trumas Meiser that you did had no kedusha to it, because it was the trumas Meiser was already taken from it anyway. So the Chum allowed you to rely on the seller even on a Yom Chol, even on a weekday, because even on my Aretz are afraid to eat Truma, meaning while they're not so worried about Maestros, they are nervous about eating Truma, and therefore you're allowed to trust the fellow. So just to quickly summarize, in the first mission we did Parakimel Mishnah Vav, we spoke about how one has to be Choshesh that his mother-in-law is going to switch out any food that you give to her, just in case she ruined the food, she'll give you better food in its place. At least that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham disagree, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim that she's not going to switch out Shviyas without telling you. And then Mishnah Aleph, we learned that while you're not allowed to trust an Am Haaretz about Maestros, you could trust him on Shabbos, and not only the guy that you bought it from, even somebody else's Am Haaretz you could trust on Shabbos, but as soon as Shabbos is over, you're not allowed to trust about Maestros. And when it comes to Truma and Truma's Meister Shel Demai, you can trust in Am Haaretz even during the week, not only on Shabbos, because they're afraid of eating Truma. Next time, we'll pick up with Perek Dal and Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.